The Republic Broadcasting Network.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and today we are going to be talking about, of course, monetary reform policy. But we're going to get into the second hour. My mother currently is in a VA hospital, and she's been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And Jody Weeks is going to be coming in the second hour to talk about some holistic remedies for that, and of course the our family is kind of divided on this, so we're going to get into the personal background on all that, and basically get into health topics a little bit. And in the first hour, we're going to talk about how fixing the monetary system will actually make all of us more physically healthy. And it's a matter of stress levels. You know, you're in the, essentially in the rat race because of exponentially compounding debt personally and as a nation. And because of that, we're in the rat race constantly. And effectively, it has a deleterious effect on our health. So what can we do to remedy that? We want to get some callers for that because this isn't my expertise within the health realm, but I do know what the correct monetary reform system is, and that's one where we don't have mortgages for 30 years, we have them for 10 years. So anything other than that, that's gonna, you know, be a bunch of theories about this will do this, so this will be doing that. Ultimately, we have a system in place where $17,000 of currency has been issued and there is no debt. So if your favorite system doesn't accomplish that, then it's not a system. And if it's just a theory, then it's not a system. Why not put it into effect? Again, talk is cheap. This is not a talk show. This is a do show. So we intend to fix the monetary system. We intend to create a local health care system based upon voluntary microinsurance. We intend to create mortgages where they can be financed without usury, and that's a means by which that we can have, you know, again, 10-year mortgage instead of 30 for the same payment. Who would not want that? Think about it. What would that do for your standard of living? What would that do for your way of life? How would that change? How much more abundance would that offer you? So we are talking about some very, very fundamental ideas. And these things have been done. They're not just pipe dreams. These things can occur, and we can make these things in effect here in Summit County, Colorado. That's where we broadcast 5 days a week now, 2 hours a day. And we want to show the people not austerity measures, not cutting, not taxing more, not losing benefits, et cetera, because we are giving all of our energy to the exponential compounding debt. We have another solution. We have abundance. We have a plan for victory this year. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. That we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universe.
people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Out.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be in the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere.
Thank you for tuning in to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. This is a weekday broadcast from 1 to 3 o'clock on Mountain Time. Check us out at republicbroadcasting.org, Studio B. I am on the B team, but I'm working my way up. I intend to be on the A team because the basis for that should be, number one, do you got a plan for victory, or are you just going to whine all day, right? Aren't you tired of talk shows or just whining and complaining, expecting somebody else to come save them and, you know, just crossing your fingers, having absolutely no plan other than, you know, no plan. And I don't view a plan as, you know, just going down in a bunker and that isn't a plan for mankind's evolution. What we're looking to is create a circumstance where our human artistry can be expressed. And that doesn't happen when in austerity. That happens when people have abundance. And this can occur, and that's what we're trying to express, is if we correctly identify the problem. If we identify the problem as being big government, we're wrong. Because ultimately societies can be enslaved in usury with big government, small government, or even no government. We were expressing that yesterday and getting into basically people can volunteer for usury-based contracts and enslave themselves. because they've been brainwashed to believe that's the only way that you can have banking. The only money is Federal Reserve notes. Well, the people then volunteer through consent, and they enslave themselves in exponentially compounding debt. And once the people recognize that not only is there, it's not like there's some theory out there, this system that Mountain Hours is modeled after has been around for 20 years in Ithaca. Lincoln had the Lincoln Greenback, which was a top-down usury system. I think it's more innovative to create it locally because ultimately it's the people who are the value. So why not have them create the money for themselves so that can be their means by which to provide abundance for themselves? So, I've gone into this quite a bit. So what we want to do is a little bit different today, a slightly different take on that is let's imagine the Jubilee has already occurred. All debts and sins have been forgiven. Your credit report has been wiped, and we start over. We've reset. We've had the Monopoly Board. We've recognized that both people on the left and right recognize that there's some monopolies in place. There's a two-party political monopoly called the Republicans and the Democrats. Well, what their job is in their monopoly is make sure that no worthy candidates come forward. That's what their monopoly. They restrict candidates. There's a energy monopoly. They restrict solutions which would offer us, renewable energy at least, and even possible free energy. There's some things you can look online. You just see a perpetual motion machines essentially with magnets and that sort of thing. The Earth has a magnetic field, etc. So I'm trying to explain how there's a monetary cartel. The only way that you can go, you can't go to a local bank right now and say, hey, I'd like to get a loan, but I don't want it to be in Federal Reserve notes because they finance a lot of stuff that I don't agree with. Could it be in stuff that, so there's a monopoly. They have a monopoly, obviously. I want to pay my taxes in something different other than Federal Reserve notes. Well, why can't we do that? Why do we have to finance genocide? Why does our beautiful, loving human energy have to be pointed, with a gun being pointed at our head, either pay up or we're going to take your stuff? Well, I'm for taxation, but, I don't want to support genocide. I don't want to support perpetual war. I don't want to support a police state. They have a monopoly, a force. So you have the energy cartel. There's also a medical cartel. And if you don't play ball with the medical cartel, for instance, in dentistry, our fillings, or many of our fillings, have mercury in them, which is highly, highly toxic. It's one of the most toxic substances there is. Well, lo and behold, it's in our fillings. And if you want to be a patriotic or innovative doctor to remove that mercury from fillings, they will be targeted to lose their licensing, their medical license, because they have a cartel on their particular brand of truth. What if that particular brand of truth is destructive to the health of the people? Getting into health, chemotherapy. It is widely known how destructive chemotherapy is. It not only kills the cancer, it kills everything. It kills your white blood cells so that you're no longer able to defend yourself against other viruses and bacteria that are in your systems. So in doing this, it opens us up. You might survive the cancer, but then die from pneumonia or a staph infection or flu or something to that effect if the chemo itself doesn't kill you. So that is something our family is going through right now. Our mother, who is 82, is in a VA hospital in St. Petersburg, and we love her dearly. And, she's a former Navy gal, and she's like anybody. anybody scared. They're used to obeying the people in the uniforms. And the people in the uniforms in the hospital, the white lab coats of the vestiges of authority, well, just like the guys in the three-piece suits, we are coming to realize, like, well, how come if we can have a 10-year mortgage, why are you guys still charging us for a 30-year mortgage when it's possible to make it for 10 years? What if that three-piece suit guy is full of it? What if the emperor has no clothes? What if you believe, like I believe, interest is a street hustle in a three-piece suit? What is going to happen when the Jubilee occurs and we realize that all these other solutions are available to us and we can have much more abundance? We can have a future where a standard living is massively higher than it is today, where you're far more healthy. And we're going to take the Jubilee and just kind of focus on how that would affect your spiritual and financial and physical health, and with a focus on the physical. So I think people would commonly recognize now that stress is very deleterious to the health. The more that we're kept on this rat race and running around and trying to keep up with our debts, where there's not enough money in the system to pay the debts, that puts our bodies into a fight or flight mode. And when your body has a very high stress level, it is very destructive to the systems because they're unable to heal. Your body reacts to it as if you're being chased in a very dramatic situation. It's dumping adrenaline into your system. And under that high and constant stress level, your body isn't healing. And that's why people recommend yoga and massage therapy so that the body can begin to heal itself. And by the way, there's some great places where you can go and get that done here right in Summit County. So we've got three massage therapists right in the Mountain Hours directory. So if you check them out, there is, I'm looking down the list, is ambikamassagetherapy.com. This Ryan, forgive me because I'm reading through the list right now, and it's got quite a number of businesses on there. I'm going to have to put that together for the next segment. But anyway, so if you look, if you go to mountainhours.com directory, it's Ryan Bowman, and it's John Bergstrom, which is, he's on the list as well. Anyway, if you go to mountainhours.com on the directory, there's 62 businesses there. If you look down the list, there's three massage therapists. These will help, these therapists will lower your stress level so that your body will function in a different manner and will begin healing itself. And that's why it's so important that we get out of this rat race. So that's just how the body begins to heal itself in a lower, an environment of lower stress, because you're not, you're not, you've got your debts paid off. Like, just imagine you're 35 years old, 40 years old, you have no mortgage, there is no income taxes, there is no property taxes. We pay our taxes through tariffs and a lending system, or sales tax. So the majority of taxes are paid in a different manner. And this is how taxes were paid for the majority of the life of the United States. So this isn't some theory. This was what was in effect prior to the bankruptcy of 33 and prior to the Federal Reserve being established. When we pay income tax, all it is interest on the Federal Reserve's debt money. They created it as a debt with interest. The interest was called income tax. It's usury. So anyway, we're trying to exemplify, just, you know, take a second and just let your mind think about it. How would your life be different when you're 35 or 40 and you own your car free and clear, you own your house free and clear, your credit cards are paid off? We would function in an entirely different manner. We want to let people begin to dream. Let them think of a different way of life. It's so important for our mind to wrap itself around these ideas. And we'll be back right after this and take your calls.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1 month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
The Creator created a world of abundance. There's a world of abundance there. There's a beautiful place of abundance that we can move toward without living in this world of lack that's engineered. It's just engineered scarcity. It's like saying there's not enough money is like saying there's not enough love. There's not enough productivity. And essentially the money is just tickets. All we have to do in an honest money system is produce. The producers will have plenty of abundance. The more they produce, the more money will be available. The more money can be created. We just can't create all the money as a debt with interest. That's what is destroying us. It's a cancer that is growing exponentially. And that cancer, let's call it mammon. This exponentially compounding cancer is destroying everything because it takes all of our life's energy. We have to keep throwing all of our energy into it. And the less that we have left over, we're exhausted, we're tired, we're run down, and the people are unable to focus on a different sort of future where they're not subject to all of this. where they're able to make a living, not doing some random job that requires them to, like my brother did. He literally was a submariner in the Navy. They'd be underwater for 2 months at a time. And, of course, he did this voluntarily for love of country. It was an elite unit, submariners are, because it's very stressful. You no longer have the normal day, night and day cycles. They have no idea whether it's night or day. And that has a physically destructive result on one's health. And a lot of people do that now. They work night shift, et cetera, and they do that to pay their debts off because there's always far more debt. The debts always exceed, no matter, it seems, how hard you work for the majority of people, and debt levels are at all-time high, et cetera, et cetera. Well, what we want to do is articulate how that would be different. How would that be different for you if all of your debts were paid off? You carried no debt. You had assets. You actually had significant balances of, you know, $50,000 in your checking account. Let's just throw out a number. Nothing extravagant, but enough that you can go to your family and say, hey, you know, let's go on a trip together, not run it up on debt. We actually have savings, abundance. Again, it's abundance. That is the difference that we're talking about. And people in that environment, they wouldn't work in jobs that they hate, and what's different then too is the most menial jobs would be the highest, that they would pay much more than they do now, because when people have abundance, like, who is going to go dig a ditch when there's abundance? So it would basically be younger kids, you know, maybe college kids, you know, generally youthful people that are just kind of getting started off, maybe people moving to a new area or starting over because they've got, you know, some sort of addiction they're recovering from, whatever. The point is that if the majority of people have abundance and they're working in a vocation of their passion, that's how things were during the great cathedral heyday. The artisans had so much abundance in the same way that the National Repertoire Orchestra is able to bring artisans, the great musicians from of college age from all over the country here. Well, that's what would happen with artisans. They come from all over the country, and they work on cathedrals because they had lots of free time, and they didn't have debts. They weren't trying to, you know, if they left, their house wouldn't get foreclosed on. And it creates and it magnifies our artistry. Just imagine we got the best stone cutters together, and they built a, you know, stone carvings in some account, and they built up, or wherever you live, and built up elaborate cathedrals, because that's what they did, like all of them in, you know, whatever a state. So the state of whatever, Pennsylvania, they came and they all joined. They're going to build something that's going to stand the test of time and be an architectural work of art, like just magnificent with murals and elaborate paintings and something that is a... you know, something to really express their human artistry. And that's why we're really here on Earth. We're here to express our human artistry. We're here to explore ourselves. And when we're working on our own unique ability like that, you're not really working. Because just like this is what I like to talk about. I want to genuinely create a different sort of future for the people, and that they can gravitate to that once. You know, I say this repeatedly, once what the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. So there's no politicians talking about this. They're all talking about austerity. We got to cut this. We got to tax that. They're not talking about having 10-year mortgages. Why is that? Because the people want that. What's stopping us? Well, we've got this cartel. Well, tough. Let's not use them anymore. Let's innovate the money system. Let's create our own money system. Let's have abundance. Life is short. Let's join together toward a beautiful future that serves both the Occupy interest and the Tea Party interest. We can make this happen. Let's start talking about this. Let's get together.
The rising cost of living, now we're all running deep. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012, TheMountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschilds' gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
There, again, is Federal Reserve Chairman, former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, stating the fact that the parasitic usurers are the sovereign. And in any society, whether that society is a socialist society or a communist society or a constitutional republic or capitalist or whatever, regardless of what the nameplate is on the style of government, if their money is created as a debt with interest, it will become bankrupt. And the people of that society will lose their sovereignty, and the parasitic usurer, because they have bankrupted them, the parasitic usurer is the creditor, they will become the sovereigns. So in that system, they will garner all of the people's commercial energy, they will create a compounding debt, and the people will be put into debt servitude where their energy is all channeled into that. Think of it, 20 years of a 30-year mortgage is only toward interest, and we volunteer for that. And then there's other people who will say to me, well, you know, just don't borrow money. That's how you can escape it. No, you can't, because you're still subject to the cost of goods, which go up because the businesses are in buildings, which they're financing with usury. which those industries are financed with usury. And then finally, the money itself is created with usury. So even if you choose to personally not borrow a dime in your whole life, a child directly from the womb wakes up to a world where they are $50,000 in debt. Now compare that $50,000 in debt is a symptom of usury based money creation of the Federal Reserve note. In Mountain Hours, we've created $17,000, and there is no debt. If the United States adopted the same system, there would be no national debt. If we borrowed money in the same way for a house or a car, there would be no interest on it. So this is a very important model for people to understand what abundance this will offer to the people. Once they understand what the difference is, and by the way, the other aspect is, not only is it not created as a debt with interest, it's also created directly by the people themselves. So they control the distribution and circulation. So that's different than a greenback system, which is still a top-down system, and we're still waiting for the our voted elected officials to do the right thing. And what if, you know, they prefer giving some money to their friends rather than letting it trickle down to Summit County, for instance? Because that's not what we want for other counties either. We want all of the people of the world to create their own money, all of the people of the world to create their own money. Again, all of the people to escape debt servitude. That is the mission of this program. And again, it's not a talk show. It's a do show. We have done and demonstrated this. Our next hurdle is to create a Mountain Hours house where the builders of that, the different tradespeople, are paid in Mountain Hours. And then the house itself is financed that the people who dwell in it, the beautiful homeowners who need shelter for their beautiful family, we are going to provide them abundance so that they're able to finance that house, not with 30 years of payment, but 10 years. Or they can opt into having two-thirds off the monthly payment. It still could be 30 years, but take two-thirds off of that payment. So anyway, these things are possible. These things are going to be effective. And what would your life be like? So if you would, please give me a call. Tell me, think about this. Let your mind wrap around this. Let it dream. Let your mind dream. 877-488-5350. You know, just in terms of what it would do for your own physical health. Now, okay, you're off the rat race. Like, oh, my God, my debts are paid. What am I going to do with my time now? I can paint. I can write music. I can get paid to do what I love to do because those things that I do, just like I'm doing, I love to do this. I love to open up minds about I'm a revolutionary, and that doesn't mean violent. That just means I want there to be change in the world, change in our monetary system so that it provides abundance instead of enslavement, so that the money serves the people. It's our money. So that whole idea, it will allow us more free time. We could work in our passion. I could do this. I can, you know, consult with different counties how they can modify their monetary system so it would provide even more abundance. Each county could innovate that system so that we can allow them, say, and have test cases. What system is providing the most abundance for their people? Not in a cooperative competition way. Like, I like to play a lot of Ultimate Frisbee, and it's one of the few times where my mind is able to shut down and not focus on this. My mind thinks about this stuff all of the time. Anybody that's around me very much knows that. But my mind shuts down. I can focus on a sport just like snowboarding and listen to music at the same time. My mind will be in the now, so to speak. Rather than being a revolutionary, I can focus on, my mind gets focused on playing the sport and being competitive. Well, when we're all done, like, we have, like, the weather I'm covering, or not covering because I'm getting kind of old, But I tried pretty hard. I'm 47, and I've always been a hard worker. So I will try, and when I'm all done, whether he outcompetes me or I outcompete him, we honor each other and shake hands, and that's called sportsmanship. Well, why can't we bring sportsmanship to the abundance industry and make abundance the goal? Not getting somebody elected, not a political party or some movement. You know, the movement is abundance. Abundance for everyone. White people, black people, brown people. Purple, doesn't matter. All of us deserve to have a future where we can look forward to each day that we get out of bed. It's not a grind of being in the rat race. We can create this. Like, we can genuinely create this. Let's put our heads together. Call in. Let's talk about this. How are we going to do it? All we have to do is strategize, get rid of the bad rules, and keep the good rules. Don't hit, don't steal. Those are the good rules. Do unto others. Those are good rules. The non-aggression principle, that's an absolute. That's guaranteed. You can't have an honorable social system where you can either initiate violence or you can subcontract it to someone else. So that's the thing that we, libertarians generally want from, let's say the Tea Party wants from Occupy. And Occupy wants to make sure that the social contracts are kept so that we have a social safety network. Well, let's shake hands and promise each other that we'll provide that. We'll create systems, not on violence, but we will have those systems, because freedom doesn't mean the freedom just to let everybody drown on a sinking ship. Freedom means that we're responsible to take care of the least among us. Freedom means responsibility. So some of the other ways that we have health in an abundant system is, number one, with more abundance, we wouldn't have to pay for junk food. Junk food, when you stick it out in the sun, McDonald's, etc., it just does not decompose. Stuff that doesn't decompose on the sidewalk isn't easily decomposed in your digestive tract. And that is part of the reason why people are getting cancers and long-term health problems at higher and higher rates. Health food. So we can afford non-GMO food. We can afford, with organic money, we can afford organic food. We can afford organic products that are created locally here in Summit County or wherever you live. You can buy the food or the products locally, like in our Mountain Hours vendors list. We have some people that there's a Breckenridge Candle Cabin. They create candles right here in Summit County. There's a soap company that's not a member, but I want them to be. Not yet. Higgles Ice Cream. Anna creates ice cream here in Summit County. You can, if you have a big event, she can make it specifically for your event with specific flavors, with using organic ingredients. That's what we want. That's what is abundant. The products themselves, and then the artisans who create those things, that they put their beautiful, loving energy, that they love to do those things. And then the monetary system supports that, and we have abundance, so we can exchange our hard work that we earned through something that we love, and then offer it to them and create this love exchange, a gift economy. Think of how beautiful that is. Think of the abundance. Think of the health benefits. The health benefits. Where the doctors now aren't on some national system. They are able to provide health directly because they love being a doctor, but what they hate doing is pushing paperwork, right? There's a 4-to-1 ratio of staff members to the doctor, all pushing and processing paperwork. So basically the doctor has to jump around from room to room to room to, he's not doing what he loves. He's pushing pills and chemicals and things that fight symptoms, rather than the fundamental cause. Well, what is the fundamental cause? The fundamental cause is usury that puts us on a destructive path where we can't afford better food, can't afford to lower our stress levels, we can't afford to get out of debt, there's not enough money, you know, it's the rat race. So there's not an industry that I can think of that won't benefit from being in a usury-free society. If you can think of one, I'll give you a call. Let me know, 877-488-5350. This is an important discussion to have, and I want to have it every week, because the more people discuss this, the more their minds begin to work on it. There's a universal truth that says that our minds move in the direction of our most dominant thoughts. Once again, our minds move in the direction of our most dominant thoughts. So if our most dominant thoughts are abundance, we're going to move in that direction. And all the little hurdles that it takes to get there, like, oh, it's a headache to, you know, convert mountain hours from Federal Reserve notes. I can't figure out the trip. You know, by the way, 1 hour is equivalent to 10 Federal Reserve notes. Well, the Fed's just a private company. You know? Well, why can't we have a company that competes with that company and complements it? It does the things that they don't do well. There's some cars that do certain things well, and there's some other cars that do other things well, like a 4x4 doesn't get the gas mileage, but it does enable you to climb across a mountain path. So this money isn't functioning to give us abundance. So let's just innovate it and create a different tool. Money's just a tool to help us get abundance. And if our mind focuses on that abundance, if we make abundance our most dominating thought, not fear, not some guy who's going to be our so-called savior, not, you know, obviously we have to work, but if our most dominating thought is immersed in fear, if our most dominating thought is based on scarcity, if our most dominating thought is based upon the police state, if our most dominating thought is radical Muslims and 9/11 and all that, we will always have a dysfunctional society. However, if our most dominating thought isn't just the idea of abundance, but also the implementation of the specific tools which will provide abundance, now you got something. But if we are going to continually focus on the symptoms of a bad monetary system, like bank bailouts, oh, the bankers, they did the bailout, and that's all we focus on, if the corruption of the banking system, just the corruption, you're just pointing out the problem. If that's our most dominating thought and not the solution to it, then we're just going to be mired in complaining and whining and occupying and protesting. But if we make our most dominant thought abundance and the tools which will provide it, the debt jubilee and how the sheriff can facilitate the non-enforcement of the parasitic user's liens in the form of income tax, property tax, and foreclosures, that affects the jubilee. Those liens are fraudulent. They're based upon fraud. Our other shows get into this more deeply. Please look into the archives. But yeah, if you don't, you know, alternatively, what's the solution? Our standard of living drops. And, you know, there's another universal truth. It says if you keep doing what you've been doing, you are going to keep getting what you've been getting. Another is insanity is, you know, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. Well, the voting and the protesting and the occupying. Well, by the way, when you occupy, how many do you need to occupy to win and for how long? Because I want to know, like, if that is the solution is to occupy, how long? How many? Because if all you do is break down the existing system, like what Mr. Fuller says, what you do is you make a system that makes the old system obsolete. Right? Come on now. The voting system isn't serving us. is rife with corruption on all sides. This show isn't about politics. I mean, this isn't partisan. We want the parties, we want the factions, we want the people of all races, colors, creeds, educational levels, political beliefs, et cetera, to unite under this common cause of the original sin of the world economic and monetary system. And that sin is usury-based money lending and money creation. So once we unite about against that, all of the people, regardless of what their particular faction of choice is, once they unite, they will become emancipated and have lots of energy so that we're not put into all these different factions where we have to be in constant conflict with one another. We've been divided and conquered, and that time is over. It's time to unite. It's time to identify the proper solutions, and let's move forward. Be right back. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universe.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be in the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would.
We broadcast daily here from Dredge Studios in downtown Breckenridge, literally at the one of the most iconic buildings in Breckenridge, or really anywhere. It's a Dredge. It's a beautiful icon of the days in the mid to late 1800s and early 20th century. when the Breckenridge was the home of the gold dredging. And it's a beautiful wet restaurant. Please check it out and come here and experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Come here with your Federal Reserve notes. And the way you can actually get Mountain Hours is come with Federal Reserve notes and trade them out. The dredge can act as an exchange so that you can, or any of the Mountain Hours participants, look at Mountain Hours, look at our directory, and offer them Federal Reserve notes, trade out your dirty money, and get some of Mountain Hours, and go around and spend them. Take them home, show them neighbors, and, you know, check out some different things so that you can, it's one thing to know about these solutions, but it's a whole other thing to actually experience them, where you spend the local usury-free currency. And you can do that whether you live in Summit County or not. You can do that if you're not a member of the currency cooperative. So this is a way where you can get your hands on some, and these will become collector's items because this is where the real revolution was launched. On Independence Day with the Mountain Hours float and the Breckenridge 4th of July parade. We got out there and we gave the solution to the people. Now it's moving, and like the ideas are bulletproof, and this is just an idea whose time has come. This is the proper monetary solution, the people creating their own money locally, organically, so that they can have abundance for themselves, so that they can have an innovative monetary lending system which allows them to get out of the rat race and allows them to experience their own human artistry, because now they can eat good food. They can afford organic products. They can afford organic food. They can afford to live in abundance so that they can learn. They can experience why what they have to offer the planet, what they have to offer their brothers and sisters. So from there, once we figure out what our unique artistry is, then it's a message of marketing so that you can find people that are interested in that exact thing. And there's just so many, we've been living at such a low wavelength. It's such a, you know, there's a rainbow, and in the rainbow you can see certain colors, but there's other colors that we can't see. And that's what I'm trying to express is we've been living in a very small portion of what exists. And there's colors that we can't see. So in this economic paradigm, they do exist. We just aren't experiencing them, and the monetary system, reform of that monetary system, will allow us to experience those other colors in the rainbow, so to speak. They're there. We just can't see them right now. So this broadcast has got a weekly portion of it where we talk about those things. What would you? And there's some people that are fortunate, are very fortunate artists. We recognize talented artists are often able to have a life where they are or live their living within the means of their expertise. So we'll be right back in the second hour with Jody Weeks, and we're going to get into cancer remedies.
But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride, and we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door.